All right? So, the second group of vices deals with behavior that is destructive in relationship and destructive to the church family and the community. They begin with anger, always causes estrangement from others. Anger always causes estrangement. Wrath or rage, you know, it's that initial explosion of anger. Malice is any attitude or action that intends harm to another. Slander is the abuse and vilifying and unfounded, offensive, insulting words. Character assassination, spreading rumors about people, things like that. Slander. And abusive or obscene language. And Paul wraps up these vices by saying, don't lie to one another. You've thrown off that life and its practices. You are a new person now. Live like it. Now, if we move on to verses 12 through 14, which we didn't read earlier, for our seven virtues, including our one most important virtue that Paul raises, these are directed to the life within the church community, which implies it is also a way, if we treat people inside the church community this way, it's implied that we also need to treat people outside of the church community this way as well. So if we read verses 12 through 14, it begins this way. So chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. The seven virtues listed are compassion. Now, compassion, it's like what Dennis was talking about. It's that inward affection, tender mercy, pity. Kindness is another one. In other words, gentleness, goodness. Humility is humbleness of mind. This is the ability, now listen closely here, because we misunderstand what humility is most of the time. It's the ability to count others better than oneself, but that is assuming that you have a proper sense of self-worth. In other words, you're not saying, oh, I'm not worth anything. You're awesome, right? It's saying, I know I'm a creature of God. I was created by God. I know God has great plans for my life, but you know what? You're awesome too, right? That's what that is. Humility. It's not groveling in self-pity. Humility is having a healthy self-esteem, but also being able to lift other people up in whatever they do and whatever they are good at. Meekness, gentleness, quiet strength, willingness to waive one's rights rather than to be concerned for personal gain in one's relationship with others. Patience, in other words, forbearance, the ability to become frustrated and enraged but to make allowances, the ability not to become frustrated and enraged but to make allowances for others. Forgive one another and love. In other words, charity. The Greek word is agape, and that's the kind of love that we often say that God has for us. Whereas phileo is brotherly love, all right? Agape is godly love. It's saturating love. It's a kind of love that is fully accepting so much that we become different people because God loves us so deeply. So, I love the way Paul wraps up, beginning with verse 14. And I really like the way the message states it. It's almost as if Paul is saying, okay, in case you didn't get it before, here it is again. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Isn't that awesome? Love is your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. You remember that commercial, Never Leave Home Without It? That's what rang in my mind when I was reading this. Never leave home without that garment. It's your basic, all-purpose garment.